Hey, everybody, this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. I have a guest today, Morgan Lawrence. Morgan, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. What about you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's very seldom I ever have anybody from my own company on. We've partnered with Morgan to launch a new service called Storytelling, and Morgan's heading it up. Morgan's comes from four and a half years in the communications market and graduated the degree in communications, but also have your own degree from the industry of communications. Talk about your background a little bit first.
Of course. So I have a degree in mass communications and media studies. I've been practicing public relations for over 6 years now, but my focus is on strategic communication. So within the last year, I recently completed my accreditation in public relations, which is a mark of distinction for PR professionals through the Public Relations Society of America. So I completed that accreditation earlier this year, and I've been practicing in various industries ranging from motorsports to religious organizations and technology.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we have a distinction here, because what we have launched this with Storytelling, with Rave Storytelling, is not a PR firm. Traditional PR. And in fact, where this whole discussion came was sort of, I was complaining about some of the PR that not only I was receiving from the firms in our industry, but also in the industry of PR. And I happen to teach at the School of Media and Journalism at the University of North Carolina. So I see a lot of PR students, a lot of PR professionals, and they also have complained about the same thing I've been complaining about. And that is that PR is evolved quite a bit and is actually closer to advertising and sort of agency style business than traditional press release business. And that's how we kind of got this started, was you seem to have the same belief that I do, that there's a lot more to it than just public relations.
Exactly. I think storytelling is the future of marketing, because it is way more authentic than just telling the public about your product or your service in a general press release. So I think storytelling turns a basic message into a memorable story. It talks about what your customers' pain points are, how you can help them with your product or service, and think about what your audience truly needs and build that authentic relationship based off of understanding your audience.
And that can take many different forms. So for example, if a company wants a press release, instead of writing about the product, write it, turn it into a story about how the product helps the customer, the end customer for the product, but also how it can help the integration community. And of course, the traditional methodologies for storytelling, like case studies and news articles about products, are just the beginning of storytelling. Because I think one of the things that we want to try to do with Rave Storytelling is not just tell the story of a product, but tell the story of the brand, build better brand loyalty, and then also leverage that story, because there are some really unique stories in our industry. I mean, heck, we have a few companies that are over 100 years old that are still around. Leverage that brand loyalty, that brand uniqueness, that unique position to continue to tell stale stories, both from inside the company, because this includes both inside and outside the company, right?
Exactly. I think telling stories makes us more relatable to others. So the same applies to a brand. Telling stories about your company makes your brand more authentic, and people can resonate better with your brand.
So if you want to learn more, you can go to theraveagency.com and click on the storytelling link. But we are really excited about some of the clients we're working with, because we've done traditional marketing and digital marketing for them for years. And we've been asked many times for PR services, and we have always shied away from it. However, what was interesting was when we really talked to them about it, they really didn't want a PR agency. Really what they wanted was somebody who could help them communicate what they were trying to communicate, whether it be about a product, service, or company, to the consumer more than to the press, because the press does a really good job. We have some great publications in our industry. They do a really good job finding news and talking about products. Where the brands are having problems is connecting to the actual users and consumers to help drive decisions and be noticed when you have a very crowded market.
Exactly. And I think another tool that can sometimes be forgotten in this industry is blogging. And native content such as blogging, I think, provides a very unique opportunity for people themselves to amplify their voice. It gives leaders a platform to develop their personal brand, which in turn helps the organization itself. So I think there's a lot of opportunity in our industry for case studies, blogs, newsletters, other communications offerings that aren't press releases. They all make a brand more human through storytelling.
Yeah, and we have the ability to do all that. I mean, basically, we have wrapped up in storytelling within the Rave agency is strategic communications and content develop, which what we were just talking about. Of course, media relations, which could include live at trade shows, but also NBC train shows, employee relations. And employees can be a great leveraging tool, right? We have found that in social media, that leveraging the individual employees' following is even more important than the brand. Distributor and dealer relationships, industry liaison services, community relations, and hopefully they will never have to use it, but crisis management if they have a problem. That's all wrapped in the storytelling. We picked Morgan to lead this because of her unique sort of position on where she sees the future of communications versus where we see the current of communications. And if you were to try to bridge that with an elevator pitch, Morgan, how would you do that?
Definitely. I think brands need strategic storytelling to set themselves apart. It's all about building authentic relationships in today's marketplace. So in order to sell products and resonate with your audience, you first need to establish a relationship.
And I think we're in a really good position to do that. And we're really happy to have Morgan part of this. And we'd love to do this for you. So if you're interested, contact Morgan, and it's pretty easy to find her, Morgan at theraveagency.com, or go to theraveagency.com, click on storytelling, you learn all about it, and then contact her by just clicking the click here button, and that'll go straight to Morgan. And of course, we will see you, and you have a chance to meet Morgan at all the upcoming trade shows for 2020, starting with ISE in Amsterdam. And we hope that we have an opportunity to help you. Morgan, do you have anything else did I forget anything?
I think we covered it all. Thanks again for having me on Rants and Raves, Gary.
I know, it's been kind of weird. I very seldom have anybody from the company, but this is such a new service. And we've had so much excitement around it around here that I thought it'd be a good opportunity to sort of give you a chance to talk to the audience on social. So check it all out, theraveagency.com. And thanks for listening. Everyone, have a great day.